Well, just since we're quiet here, horizon, could that be a swelling, like a swollen area? So these three things would raise a question to anybody who had it, that I have something wrong. Something's going on in my body. And so it would raise an alarm, which is a good thing. Thank the Lord. Doctors know that. If we recognize problems, then you go to get help. And so I think this is the first step. And it doesn't say it is leprosy. It says it could be the leprosy growing in that. And so I think it's an interesting thing that we have as warning signs.
So the flesh is active. The flesh, which is supposed to be dead, something is going on. And that is the first sign for a believer. Something is going on. Whether there is some new temptation, whether there's something that's drawing out the activity of the flesh. Because the flesh should be dead. There should be nothing happening in the flesh. And when my flesh starts acting up, whether it be a little rising, a little scab, a little bright spot, it's a warning sign. It could be very little. But the flesh should not be doing anything. The flesh, I should be fleeing from the flesh. There should be no activity in the flesh. And any little sign needs to be dealt with readily.
I'm wondering, Andrew, if you can read a verse and maybe from 1 John chapter 2. And maybe brothers could help us if we can connect these two together. 1 John chapter 2. And maybe you can read for us verses 15 and 16 and see if these three over here might help in relation to the question or to the challenge you raised, Brother Emil, as far as Leviticus chapter 13. Go ahead.
1 John chapter 2 and verse 15 and 16. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not the Father, but it is of the world.
Yeah. So maybe if I can add to the second part of the question, would you think that these three, in 1 John, specifically in verse 16, 1 John 2, verse 16, might answer to what these three features that we read off in Leviticus chapter 13. And if only time could be stopped, but it cannot be stopped. So
I think they are connected. There are, the Word of God is so simple. And God gives us things in a way that even the littlest one could understand. It's always in three. So, three things are easy. It's not even five. So, you could still have two fingers left in your hand to kind of remember something else with. They are very, very easy to remember. And Satan is a marketer. He marketed things. It is the same three old things. He did them in the Garden of Eden. The lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, the pride of life. It's always like that. Take everything in the world and look how Satan marketed that. He just put a different wrappers on it. He changed the color. But it's three things. The lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, the pride of life. All of us have that in here. And that in here is the tendency to gravitate toward these things. So the rising, I will take that as the pride of life. It's a puffing up. I'm somebody. I am somebody. I mean, you know, I know who I am. I'm somebody. I'm really, really capable, able, smart person. And I might not be a very good in sports, but I have a brain. Somebody else might say, no, I'm a person, listen, I could lift weight. I could show you my muscles. I am somebody. You know what? I am one of those techie. I could just take your iPhone and show you stuff on it that nobody else would do. I have a computer at home. I could do stuff with it that no one else I mean, you think my parents are smart? These things they are like, but just two things that they don't even have a clue. I can handle things now. So don't talk to me about don't do this or don't. I can handle it. I know the word of God. I know scripture. Listen, I went to meeting. I could quote verses. I even could preach the gospel. I'm breaking bread. I know. I'm confident. Just like Samson. I can handle that Delilah. Don't worry about that. I could handle anything. The pride of life. The self-confidence comes from the flesh. It comes from that heart. And when we are young, we are so prone to that. This self-confidence that I have. That I can do anything. Don't tell me what to do. Have you ever told your parents that? Don't tell me what to do. I know what I'm doing. I can handle it. It's arising. It's a puffing up. It's a puffing up. I can handle it. It's a sign of leprosy. Be very careful to know that in you, Romans chapter 7, in the end, that in yourself dwelleth no good thing. You cannot do anything on your own, in your own strength. You're going to fall flat on your faith if you meet the temptation with the pride of life. I can handle it.
So these three things, it says, and when it becomes in the skin of his flesh, a sore of leprosy. So someone could have had this in their home personally and seen it. And they could have had a bad case of poison ivy. They would have had a rising and a redness. But if this thing didn't change, if it got worse and started to develop, then it was the leprosy was in that. And there was a real need to get help. And so the right thing to do is to go to get help. First to go to the Lord, as was said. And then to go, you know, you often need to speak to a godly brother and sister about the condition in your life. And not to be so full of pride that we don't humble ourselves and do that.
Go ahead. No, age, please.
just to go back at this matter of the rising and the matter of pride of life. You know, I often think of the first place where leprosy comes into view, even though the word leper or leprosy is not mentioned. But I think the first place is in Genesis chapter 4. And it's Cain. Why? What is leprosy in the spiritual sense now? We said it's sin. But I think it's sin in association with the exercise of my will. I will against God's will. What did Cain do in Genesis 4? It says, Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering to Jehovah. What is that? That's the exercise of Cain's will. What did Abel bring? He brought of the firstlings of his flock. Now, are you telling me that Cain didn't know better? He didn't know what the standard of Jehovah was? Yes, he did. Just as Abel knew what the requirement was of the flock. But Cain said, I don't have to agree with Jehovah. I don't have to agree with God's requirement. I will do it, like Frank Sinatra said, my way. That's leprosy. The exercise of the will. I will do it my way. And I think that's the rising we're talking about. I just wanted to throw that in there.